this time, we've got the children come up for our children's message. Oh, all the boys are here today. That's right. It's usually the other way around. Very good. Oh, of course. Welcome. Good morning. Morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Now, today, did you hear the gospel message today? Did you hear the gospel text? Anyone? That's where you're listening. Did you hear it?
Yeah?
Kind of? We're going to go over that real quick today, and it's interesting, that gospel text, because what was happening in that time of Mark chapter 1? Jesus was in the world, and he was doing what? He was healing everyone from their
sickness.
Some were dealing with unclean spirits. Others were, as we checked in the gospel today, someone was dealing with their
fever.
Good. So you were listening. Awesome. Fever, right? There's various diseases. Jesus just came and said, you know what? That's right. Out of here. You're healed, right? That simple, right? Now, how great is that in itself? That even the demons would say, what do you have to do with us? And they were even scared of Jesus. Well, how great is that? It's great, right? Can we all agree? It's great?
Yes.
And everyone was looking for him. And now, if you had someone like that who was healing and casting out demons, I mean, the word would get around, right? They would say, Charlotte, do you know this Jesus over there? He's doing some great things. We got to look after him, right? We got to go to him, right? Holly, is that right? Yeah, right? And that's what everyone was doing. He was doing some great things. But what does Jesus say? He says, no, I need to go to the next town to do what?
To preach.
Okay, he was doing great things. He was healing people. But why would Jesus say, no, I know I do great things, but no, I got to go to the next town. I know they're looking after me over there, but I got to go over there to preach. Why do you think Jesus said that?
So everyone will know about his word and everyone can be healed.
That's right. You brought up a good point there. Everyone needs to be healed. Now, why, when Jesus preaches the word, why are people healed, do you think? What is it about the word that, what is the word at the end of the day?
God.
It's God giving us his word, and that is from the law to the
gospel,
right? And there Jesus ultimately gives us the gospel. The gospel is that, well, he came to the world to die for our sins. You know, the people there who were sick, that was a great sickness. But you know what a greater sickness is?
Sin.
Oh, good, Robert. Sin. Right? I mean, they thought they were dealing with this great sickness of their, you know, of their diseases and all they were facing. But Jesus came to give them even a greater cure, right? And that is of him dying on the cross. And that's what he preached, the gospel. Because our sin needs to be cured. And there's no other way but only Jesus. That's why every single week you come to church, that's the word you always hear, isn't it? You're blessed. Because it's always Jesus. It's never anything else. It's always what Jesus has done for you. And that's what we preach today too as well. Because this is the word that you need to hear. It's the gospel. And what Jesus has done to save you, to rescue you, to forgive you of all your sins, and to give you life that is everlasting. You know, you live in a world that tells you otherwise, don't you? Do you live in a world that tells you otherwise? You come here and you hear Jesus, and that's what we need. So take heart, my friends. Rest easy, because your sins are forgiven, all by the body and blood of Jesus on that very cross. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Lord, you preach your word, the word that gives life. Bless these children always in your very word. The word of the cross, the word of the empty tomb, the victory and the joy that indeed you have given us the gift of the forgiveness of sins. Bless these children always until life everlasting. Lead them and guide them under your enduring word. For all these things we are thankful. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.